Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam. Klal Laman Aleph, Simon Yud Zayin. And the Chayyadam says, that will any create leakers with Torah, but based on Knesset, Tikkun Chazal, Shayna Kain Yochel Limcho. This halacha of Mechila is permitted in general, but not by Kriyas Torah. El Dafka Kain Karishan, Bach Rav Levi, Bach Rav Yisrael. We want the Kain to go first, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael. Kadei Shlo Yobu, Hadar Valide Machloikis, Shkol Yechad Armor, and he gadol beker rishon. So the ikur din is that the halacha is that the person who's the gadol should read rishon. He should read first. So each person is claiming that he's the gadol, so he wants to go rishon. So that's going to be a good potential source of machloikas. So Chazal said, in order to prevent machloikas, we're going to say always that the kohen goes first. So even in a situation where the kohen is not as great in stature as the other individuals which are there, and there's a Talmud Chacham there which is greater than him. So in general, the assumption is going to be that the Kohen has to go first. Even so, we will discuss the case where you have a person who's Mufleg B'Chachma, the Reb Chaim Kohen, one of the Rishonim, was a Talmud of the Rebbeinu Tam, and even so, Rebbeinu Tam would go for Shlishi, he would not go for Rishon, but there's someone arguing that situation, a Talmud Chacham which is Mufleg would go ahead, but in general, we do not assume like that. So here we are. We're going to stop on Chloikas. It's important to point out, in a situation where there's no Kohen, so in that situation where there's no Kohen, so the Gadol is Kohen Rishon. Some people think mistakenly in that situation, since we normally give the Gadol the Shlishi, we continue to do so and give him Shlishi, even in a situation where there is no Kohen. So, but that's not correct. Really, the gadol should read rishon, but we just replace that with the din of the kohen. If there's no kohen there, so we give the aliyah, the first aliyah, to the adam gadol who's there. And that becomes the equivalent of nowadays what we call shlishi in regards to kohen. So now, the one question which you have to clarify over here is: so what do we gain? So we say, well, call the kohen first, call the Levi second, and now Shlishi is for the person who's the biggest person there, right? So in Shabbos morning we have Shlishi, Revi, etc. And so the law is that you give the Anoshim, Chashuvim, etc., get the Shlishi. So we've just moved the problem away from Rishon to Shlishi, but we haven't solved the problem. Because everybody says, I'm the Shlishi. I deserve a Shlishi. I don't deserve to be a Shvi. Apparently, Chazal said that the mile of reading Rishon is a greater source of machlokes than reading number three, even though number three is considered choshev. So the kohen is not allowed to be meichel. This is Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about there was a minhag in some places where they would sell aliyahs. So every aliyah that you sell, you get to make money for the shul or for the community. So here you have a situation where there was only one kohen in the town, so nobody was bidding against him. So he would get the first aliyah for free. Whereas if the kohen would be moichel, let other people go, they could sell the aliyahs, and the bezin, the shul or the community could make money on these aliyahs. So is he allowed to be moichel to thereby provide a source of income for the shul or for the community? So we can, that's clear in halacha, we cannot force him to do that. He can be moichel, but we cannot make him be moichel. So that's for sure clear in halacha, that we cannot force the kohen to do that. Mishnah Berurah says clearly, in regards to if the kohen of his own volition is willing to forgo his aliyah, thereby creating a source of income. So he says that a mukam where the minig is to allow this, it is acceptable, because there are opinions that say that you can do that. But in a case where there's no standing minig one way or the other, we should not do that, and have the kohen should not be meichel. It's the tikkun of the Gemara that the kohen is kohen rishon, and we should not change that to kohen zakamora. We should leave it as is. Okay, so that's the point over here. He talks about by kriyas hatara. He's going to contrast that in the next shir regards to the issue of being moichel by a suda, what the difference is, and then he will go back to some of the luchas of mechila by the kohen in general, and they'll go back to luchas of kriyas hatara when there are multiple when there are not. There's no kohanim, or alternatively, there are basically only kohanim. What do you do in those situations? Meanwhile, have a good day.